You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
It's been a difficult journey, but it's also been a very rewarding journey. My name is David Falk, and this is my second year at Penn State that I'm starting up in the fall. And I'm a sophomore math major and also interested in languages like Spanish and French. And I came to Penn State partially because my dad accepted a position as a professor here in the Classics and Mediterranean Studies department. But I ended up really falling in love with Penn State partially because it's so big and you can really make it what you want it to be and find your own sense of smaller community within the larger community. I grew up in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, but then when I came to Penn State, my family has joined the Presbyterian Church here, Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship, and so I've been involved in that, but honestly, I don't necessarily have an identity specifically to Lutheranism or Presbyterianism, but rather, I guess, Protestant Christian in general. I came out to my parents as gay early in high school, but I didn't really truly grapple and wrestle with what that meant until a bit later in high school when these different parts of my identity seemed to come in conflict with each other. And there's really nothing that would prevent someone from being both gay and Christian, because someone could absolutely believe in Jesus and be a member of a Christian faith community at the same time be attracted to the same gender. But I think there are narratives both within the Christian community and within the LGBTQ community that definitely pressure people to be one or the other, or to tell them that in order to be a proper, Christian, along with that comes heterosexuality. And additionally, in the LGBTQ community, a common storyline or coming of age narrative is to reject your faith background, embrace sexual liberation and other things that have historically been part of the gay rights movement. State College is kind of an interesting place because people do come from all over. People come from all over the world, and in any university town, it's a little bit more liberal and diverse than the surrounding areas. Sometimes you don't really know the stories of the other people that you meet. And I think there are people that know me that don't even know that I'm Christian, because it's not something that necessarily comes into conversation right away. But the times when I have had conversations about faith, it hasn't necessarily been the easiest to have a deep, engaging conversation, because there are a lot of stereotypes about what it means to be Christian and what it means to be gay that are stumbling blocks in the discussion that make it hard to get to the deep stuff, because I spend a lot of time explaining some common misperceptions, I guess. Among my Christian friends here at Penn State, there is a confusion between gay as being an identity based on action versus attraction. And within the LGBTQ community, Christianity is seen as an oppressive tool, or sometimes a burdensome tradition that can conflict with their opinions of being themselves. And there's a hierarchy of identities there with, are you first and foremost gay or are you Christian? And that really frustrates me, because they're all parts of me that shape who I am. For me, in my early coming out period, I had experience where actually my high school youth group was a safety net of support, with people affirming me and telling me, you know what, God created you and you are not a mistake. You are beautiful. I think being someone that has been oppressed and faced discrimination, I think that's made me reconsider how I treat other people that are different. Not just LGBT people, and it's not just the right thing to do, it's the divine thing to do, to stand up for the oppressed, to listen to the voices that aren't heard, treat people like a neighbor and show them love when you are slapped, turn the other cheek when someone puts you down. Instead of fighting back, show them love, and they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.